producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rock.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, really quick, we got a phone call yesterday, and we get quite a few of those, as do we get a lot of emails, Facebooks, Twitters, whatever the case might be. But every once in a while, and I know people really like to pay attention to the squeaky wheel here, so I want to let it squeak for just a moment. But I want to show you that we hit a nerve yesterday, and we got this phone call. And once we got this phone call, well, what do you say? I'm loved all over the world. Go ahead and play that piece.
I'd like to invite you to just go back to hell. Where he came from. She's a terrible person. I hope you know that.
I love you too, man. I just, hugs. I wish you were here right now so we can go ahead and just kind of embrace. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, you can go ahead, play that one more time, Sam, if you would, please. Just let people get a good taste in their mouth as to what I deal with on a 24/7 basis in ministry.
I'd like to invite you to just go back to where he came from. She's a terrible person.
Oh.
I hope you know that.
Oh. Someone didn't get their coffee that morning. I don't know what happened yesterday, but again, hugs to you. I just gave you some airtime. I want to let you know that, folks, as it says in Psalm 109, David said, "For my love, they are my adversaries." That's exactly what he said in John 15. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." And do understand, Christians, that when you desire even to live a godly life, you will be persecuted for righteousness' sake. But so we hit a nerve. You know, we're doing our job. If someone doesn't get mad at the preacher's not doing his job. And it's my job to slay sin, like it or not. And again, friends, I want people to understand that I'm not giving my opinion here. I'm giving you the facts. And again, facts are stubborn things. And by the grace of God, I ain't moving. You can call all day long. I enjoy those phone calls. As a matter of fact, I look at my kids and say, "Well, we got another one. He's mad enough to take the time and give me a call and embrace me. Hey, buddy, just wanted to tell you, I appreciate it. Hugs." Let's do this, friends. Let's go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media, because we got lots of stuff going on. And before I get to that, I also want to let you know, after the first segment, we're going to talk about the history of tyranny. And what we'll find out concerning the history of tyrants is it was the government that was guilty of breaking the law. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you over to the presidential debate from last night when we witnessed Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum, who we have had on the radio in the past, when he took the time to actually school statist and former New York Governor George Patica, or Petka, on CNN's presidential debate last night. So we're going to be talking about that. Now, I know that yesterday I was going to talk about you never lost your right. So what we'll do is we'll talk about that tomorrow. Do give me grace. Be a little merciful with me. because I think it's this important because it's fresh in the minds of the people. And tomorrow when we talk about you never lost the right, I also want to expose to you as how the radical Muslims are beginning to attempt, the word is important, attempt to implement Sharia law into public schools. They want to dummy down your kids. This is in the Bible Belt in Tennessee. So we'll bring the two together. We'll correlate the two. We'll talk about how you never lost the right and actually how they're trying to indoctrinate your kids into the Muslim religion, actually trying to force the young people to acknowledge that there is no God but Allah, and then try to brainwash them down into believing that the Christian God is the same God as the Muslim God. No, there's a big difference. If you don't know the Word of God here, I'm going to give you a little of it. What happened when the Ark of God was actually brought to the Philistines? Dagon fell to the ground, right? Okay, I'm just putting a little salt on your tongue. Do understand that my daddy is God. He is the God of gods, and he is the Lord of lords, and Jesus Christ is the King of kings, and that's who we are in this country, because we know that in this country, God has shed his grace upon us, and that's what makes us the greatest nation on this earth. And we also know that he's the governor of nations, and that the government is upon his shoulders. In the book of Isaiah, it tells us that as well. So I just want to set the record straight. We're going to be talking about that in just a Well, we'll talk about that tomorrow, and then in just a couple of minutes, we'll talk about the history of tyranny. The government was guilty of breaking the law, and we'll actually play you the audio piece from the CNN debates yesterday. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Cruz defends Second Amendment. He should. The guy's saying some good stuff, folks. He really is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama's spokeslayer goes after Republican candidates on illegal immigration. You know, they want you to call them undocumented immigrants or migrants. The fact of the matter is they're illegal, and the purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, not to advocate lawlessness. Okay? Read 1 John 3:4 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Everything that's wrong with the GOP establishment, in a nutshell, go ahead and look at McConnell. And you can also look at Mr. Boehner. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, biblical civil governing principles. They're attempting to censor them from the pulpits. Friends, you are in the position that you are today because over 300,000 pulpits remain silent when they should stand up and speak out, namely for the unborn and for who we are as one nation under God. Again, John Adams, the second president of the United States, said that the church was to be the moral compass of society. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Peaceful migrants morph into rioters as hungry cracks down on border. Now, what's also interesting to note, friends, is we're finding that these migrants that are breaking into Europe right now, they're really an army that's invading that country. And it's interesting how they're attempting to overthrow Europe. So now we're seeing across the boards, if it's not the atheists being used as a political battering ram to upend a sovereignty wherever they may be, all one or two of them, then we have the radical homosexuals being used to upend the Constitution and our sovereignty in this country to give way to Sharia law. Well, now we're seeing that the Muslims are being used to actually give way, to be used as a political battering ram to upend sovereignties worldwide. Folks, whenever you play or you do business with the enemy, do understand that when you play with sin, it's going to keep you a lot longer than you're going to want to stay, and it's going to charge you a lot more than you're going to want to pay. And we are talking about eternity here, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Air Force General, Russia has closed the air superiority gap. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we're going to talk about this tomorrow. American Christian students forced in school to declare that Allah is the only God. I said in Tennessee, friends, but the good news is we have those that are really the church, that are walking out their faith. It's called Christianity, that are doing this stuff because they understand the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. They're standing up out in Tennessee, and we are in the state of Minnesota on a nationwide and an international basis. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com if you'd like to be a part of the show. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You know, I'm just thinking about my friend here who called in. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if you want to, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Twitter account, BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1. You can also jump over to our Facebook accounts, BradleyDean, double E, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. Friends, this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. What is a true leader, and what does a true leader do? He follows the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1 and John 14:6. Yeah, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, because we all understand in this country, and so do the devils, friends. They tremble, but yet they believe. Do keep in mind that there is no other way to heaven outside of Christ. Neither is there any name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Again, his name is Jesus Christ. The history of tyranny, what is it? The government was guilty of breaking the law. Over and over, when you define a tyrant, what are you really defining? You're defining the individual that will not be ruled by the laws of the land, namely God's law. Because you need to understand, the king in our country, the president, ought not to be a man under, but under God. In other words, the president of the United States is not to be under a man, but under God and under law, because the law makes the king. For there is no king where will governs and not the law. Henry de Bracton said that. He was exactly right. I'll say it again. The president ought not to be under a man, but under law, and under law, because the law makes the king. Because he's under God and under law. For there is no king where will governs and not law. Of course. I say that to premise this, friends. During the debates last night, we witnessed Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum take the time to school statist and former New York Governor George Pataki on CNN's presidential debate, a lesson in which all Americans should learn in order to preserve America as we know it. So what I'll do is I'll just let this play out in its duration, and then we'll talk about it right when we get it pulled back up. Go ahead and play that, Sam.
16 years ago, this country was tremendously inspired by a young woman who faced a gunman in Columbine and was challenged about her faith, and she refused to deny God. We saw her as a hero. Today, someone who refuses to defy a judge's unconstitutional verdict is ridiculed and criticized, chastised, because she's standing up and not denying her God and her faith. That is a huge difference in 16 years. People have a fundamental right in the First Amendment. There's no more important right. It is the right that is the trunk that all other rights come from, and that's the freedom of conscience. And when we say in America that we have no room, well, how many bakers, how many florists, how many pastors, how many clerks are we going to throw in jail? Because they stand up and say, I cannot violate what my faith says is against its teachings. Is there not room in America? I believe there has to be room. First, I believe we have to pass the First Amendment Defense Act, which provides that room for government officials and others who do not want to be complicit in what they believe is against their faith. Second, we need as a president who's going to fight a court that is abusive, that has superseded their authority. Judicial supremacy is not in the Constitution, and we need a president and a Congress to stand up to a court when it exceeds its constitutional authority.
Amen.
Thank you, Senator. Governor Pataki, your response.
And my response is kind of wow. You know, we're going to have a president who defies the Supreme Court because they don't agree.
If they're wrong.
Then you don't have the rule of law.
No, and what you have is judicial supremacy. You don't have a rule of law when the court has the final say on everything.
The elected representatives of the people always have the opportunity to change that law. The Supreme Court makes a determination, but it's ultimately the elected officials who decide whether or not that would be accepted. By the way, if I have a chance to lead this country, I will appoint judges who understand their role. They're not going to be making the law. They're going to be interpreting law that the elected officials pass. But there's a huge difference between an individual standing up and saying, I am going to stand for my religious freedom and my religious rights. I applaud that. This is America. You should be able to engage in your religious belief in the way you see fit. But when you're an elected official and you take an oath of office to uphold the law, all the laws, you cannot pick and choose, or you no longer have a society that depends on the rule of law.
Senator Santorum.
Martin Luther King wrote a letter from a Birmingham jail, and he said in that letter that there are just laws and there are unjust laws, and we have no obligation to condone and accept unjust laws. And then he followed up and said, what's an unjust law? An unjust law is a law that go against the moral code or God's law or the natural law. I would argue that what the Supreme Court did is against the natural law, it's against God's law, and we have every obligation to stand in opposition to it. Jay?
I didn't agree with the Supreme Court's decision, but it is the law of this land. And I'm a great admirer of Martin Luther King, and he was prepared to break the law. But it wasn't in an office of political power. It was civil disobedience, where what he was willing to do is voluntarily go to jail with his followers to send a message to the elected representatives that these laws were wrong and had to be changed. And because of his courage, we didn't ignore the courts. We changed the laws and made America a better place. That's the way to do it.
Thank you, Governor.
Jay.
You know, it's interesting about this, and I had a hard time restraining myself at certain points here with Mr. Pataki. He talked about how, he pointed out that King had been a private citizen. He was a private citizen while Davis was an elected official. Well, it's my understanding when I read the Declaration of Independence that those that represent we the people actually derive the powers in which they're given or delegated by the people. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So to point out that King was a private citizen and he had not a say-so in what the elected official had to say, he contradicts himself at every turn because it was the private citizen that he elected their representative in the first place that delegated the power that God had bestowed upon them to delegate to them to represent we the people. This is crazy stuff, folks. This is the definition of a statist. This individual, Mr. Pataki, is the very definition of tyranny. Because when you look at the history of tyranny, the government was guilty of breaking the law just like they are today. Remember what Harry de Brockton said, the president ought not to be a man be under a man, but under God and under law, because the law makes the king, for there is no king where will governs and not law. It's not the job of the Supreme Court injustices, friends, to go ahead and act out or to legislate from the bench or to be a bunch of activists from the bench. Their job is to discover and apply written law that the lawgiver established. That's why America is in trouble today, is because of representatives like Mr. Pataki, who doesn't know the difference. Mr. Pataki does not realize that he is advocating the very things that he claims to denounce. He precipitates the very things that he claims to want to avoid. Listen to what Thomas Jefferson, I'm showing you the straight stick up next to the crooked one to show you the deviation. Modern politician, going back to a president and a statesman, Mr. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States. To consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters to decide differences of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. That's exactly what just happened here. And folks, it's not the first time they've done it. The Supreme Court injustices have been attacking the American people and constitutional law for years, for decades. And the American people stand back and actually believe that these wannabe demigods have the right to violate the laws that we are all subjected to. Furthermore, it's the job of the Supreme Court justices, those that represent we the people, all the way to the president, to the military, to uphold the enumerated laws, not to redefine the enumerated laws. Folks, also keep in mind that this is the government that's attempting to teach you that you're a democracy, when in fact we are not a democracy, we are a constitutional republic. Let me go back to what President Thomas Jefferson said. Reinforcing what Rick Santorum said during the debates last night on CNN. He knocked it out of the park. Amen. To consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters to decide differences of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. And friends, what is an oligarchy? Where few rule over many. They voted in favor of less than 1.6% of the population to redefine marriage. In an attempt to teach the American people, namely our posterity, to spit against heaven, to war against God. And I'm telling you what, it's a dangerous place to be, America. It's a dangerous, dangerous place to be. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to continue on this exposition, at least my version of it, and the highlighting of it, directly from the Word of God in the Constitution, the history of tyranny.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, do I hear my phone ringing again? Oh, is that my phone? Is that my phone ringing?
I'd like to invite you to just go back to where you came from. You're a terrible person. I hope you know that.
You know, my particular favorites are when they call and threaten me and my family. I really love those. And these are the people that decry that the fact that they're victims. It just gives me the warm fuzzies inside. Oh, the cackles of my heart are warmed when I hear these phone calls. But folks, it shows you what I'm having to deal with because these young people have been indoctrinated to believe that they're actually right when in fact they're not. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about the history of tyranny. The government was guilty of breaking the law. Folks, for those that know the Word of God, I think you'll understand, even if you don't, I speak to the carnal man to teach you spiritual things. As Christ always used parables, so do I. But interestingly enough, isn't it interesting when Elijah was coming back to the mount, he wanted to meet all the false prophets on Mount Carmel. And the corrupt king, Ahab, who was ruled by his wife, Jezebel, well, she wanted to make sure that Elijah was snuffed out. And keep in mind, there were 7,000 prophets that were preserved along with Elijah. But Elijah is the one that wanted to take it to the enemy. Well, Ahab, the corrupt king, meets the righteous prophet of God on the back roads of the desert. And Ahab looks at Elijah, that man of God, that prophet of God. And he says to him, you know, you're the rebel. You're a rebel here in Israel. You who rebel against law. And if you keep in mind, friends, they called him the troubler, is what Scripture says. The troubler of Israel. And Elijah looked at the corrupt king and he said to him, I'm not the one that forgot my father's commandments. You are. So who is justified by an act of the Spirit, through a manifestation of the Spirit. Who justified who? God justified Elijah as being on God's side, because we need to keep in mind, as John Knox, the Scottish reformer, who was a prophet himself, he said that a man with God is always in the majority, regardless of hell itself surrounding him. Read Psalm 27 when you get a minute. So who is right? Well, God justified Elijah, and the false prophets were dealt with. Well, folks, that's what we're doing on Mount Carmel every day here on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Or you can even take it over to Gideon, who was called to tear down his father's altars. Folks, our young people have been lied to majorly, and so have you in so many different ways. So let's set the record straight. The history of tyranny, the government was guilty of breaking the law. Keep in mind, the king, the president, ought not to be under a man, but under God and under law, because the law makes the king. For there is no king where will governs and not law. Henry de Bracton. Exactly right on the money. Right on the smack. And we're talking about Rick Santorum literally spanking a former governor from New York, George Pataki. And Pataki himself is a straight-up statist, friends. He will subject himself to the government no matter what they say. It's interesting because that contradicts what our forefathers established when they said either we're going to be ruled by God or we're going to be ruled by tyrants. So there is a distinction. Either we're going to be ruled by the Word of God in the Constitution in America, or we're going to be ruled by the bayonet. Well, they're attempting to use the bayonet. Because right before the break, what I was talking about is how Pataki precipitates the very things that he claims he wants to avoid. And then I brought forth President Thomas Jefferson, who was a statesman. And what's the difference between a statesperson and a politician? A politician is kind of a slur, a slang word. You're kind of condescending. You're condemning. You're mocking. Politician is not a good word. Politician is one that works for special interest. A statesman or a stateswoman works for we the people. And there is a huge difference. So make the distinction. Thomas Jefferson said to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions is a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Folks, and not in one state, because they're talking about Kim Davis here, not in one state. His sodomite marriage or homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind, it's not legal anywhere. As a matter of fact, it's a felony in all 50 states. And now what they're trying to do is teach you that if you don't agree with us, then you're a hater and you're a bigot and all that. Great, I'm a hater and I'm a bigot. I'm on God's side here. I'm on the side of our laws, our constitutional republic in this country, like it or not. And going back to Mr. Governor from New York, Pataki, to suggest that it would breed anarchy, which he did say, I want you to listen carefully to this, because this is perfect. And it's important because everything pivots on this. To suggest that it would breed anarchy to disobey an unjust decision handed down by the Supreme Court, who within itself is defying the lawgiver himself through tyrannical means as well as by usurping its given authority, stands in direct contradiction of what he proposes is the government's position. You know, as Martin Luther King Jr., who rightly said, there's nothing in this world more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. The laws have already been written, and it is the duty and obligation of these Supreme Court justices to discover and apply written law, not to rewrite or to overstep or overreach its limited authority. Judges have a scope of authority in which is confined and limited. We have limited government, America, and they can only act out that which we the people delegate to them under God. In an attempt to redefine marriage, for example, stands in direct contrast to the lawgiver. God condemns homosexuality, not gay marriage. Folks, never in the history of mankind. Never, ever. In the history of mankind, has there ever been any such thing as homosexual marriage? I mean, if that was the case, we wouldn't be here today. God calls homosexuality an abomination. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24, and 27 other references found in the Word of God. And by the way, if you look at your state statutes, you'll see that the laws are still in your state statutes. And you'll find out that homosexuality, the sodomite lifestyle, is a felony. So keep in mind, judges have a scope of authority which is confined and limited. And by the way, they are subjected to the same laws that we are subjected to in this country. They are not above the law. Going back to the Declaration of Independence, in an attempt to redefine marriage, for example, stands in direct contrast to the lawgiver. When you read the Declaration of Independence, it speaks of the laws of nature and nature's God, as well as the fact that we receive our inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. Also speaking of the supreme judge and divine providence in that documentation called the Declaration of Independence. I mean, folks, a lot of these people that don't see God, they strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel. They step in it because they're not paying attention. They haven't taken the time to read and know for themselves and study and show themselves approved. No, they've taken somebody else's word for it, and that's why they're in trouble. And that's, by the way, why Martin Luther King Jr. said there's nothing in the world more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. You can't take somebody else's word for it. You know, I have my little boys. When they ask me a question, I'll say, double check everything I say. Cross check me. Go to the Webster's 1828. Cross check me. Cross check me. Cross check me. That's a good place to be. There's sometimes where I know the definition of a word or I understand something, but what I'll do is I'll go back just to reconfirm or reaffirm what I believed it said in the first place. I don't want to give out misinformation. But Mr. Pataki, you need to understand, has an evolutionary version of American government where he believes that whatever the state says must stand. Folks, he's sadly mistaken. He's sadly mistaken. Because no judge has the right to redefine what God, the lawgiver, has ordained. Read Psalm 97. Listen to one of our forefathers, one of our founders, concerning our government. The wonderful institution that God ordained in this country, governments, good governments, righteous governments. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. That's the very verification that we need when we look at Capitol buildings and see Moses. Of course, he's the lawgiver. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Supreme Court in which we're speaking right now, friends, right above their heads is Moses holding the two tablets of the moral law, which Christ did not abrogate, Matthew 5. And it's also interesting to note that they start court and they adjourn court with a preacher that's been there since 1777 who will pray, and then he ends with God save the U.S. See, folks, these are the missing details that the small portion of America, the leaven that's leavening the whole lump, and the foxes that are attempting to spoil the vine don't want you to know about. I was just speaking about how Mr. Pataki has an evolutionary version of government where he believes that whatever the state says must stand. He has an evolutionary view of government. He believes that government comes from men. No, it does not. We're the creation. We have a creator. We're the children. We have a daddy who knows better. And he, again, is the governor of all nations. He is the judge of all nations, like it or not. I got a question for you, because I like putting questions, because it brings forth no gainsay. Where did the Supreme Court derive its authority to overstep its lawful bounds and redefine marriage? Here's the answer: the ignorance of the American people. Remember what Edmund Burke said? Kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. That's right. They'll always do whatever you let them get away with, especially if you don't know the difference. And that's exactly what they just did. Hey, I can even go to Obamacare. I can go to how many different violations and transgressions that this administration has violated and transgressed. Where did he derive his authority from? Because it's not from we the people, and it's not from the Constitution of the United States. I'll tell you where it's from. The ignorance of the American people who don't know the difference. I'm going to come back with a couple more questions right after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Got one more segment coming up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him. And one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people. And we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Oh, we got a little of both in there. That's okay. Like the mixture. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, do you realize that when I make reference to law, it shuts down all debate? There's nothing to talk about. Because the law is the final say-so in every given situation. And it's best that we submit ourselves to it. Because therein lies true freedom. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Who fulfilled the law? Jesus Christ did. We're saved by grace through faith and not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Keep in mind the law detects, just like I'm doing right now and exposing the crime. The law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. So real grace in these situations would be to throw off the tyranny in which we're seeing today. Right before the break, I asked you the questions, friends. Where did the Supreme Court derive its authority to overstep its lawful bounds to redefine marriage? That's the church's business. That's the church's institution. There's an erected wall barring the government from what you're allowing them to do today. And by the way, I said exactly what Thomas Jefferson said. I'll give you the answer. Where did the Supreme Court derive its authority to overstep its lawful bounds and redefine marriage? The ignorance of the American people. Let me go to the big, great gun debate that's going on in this country. Folks, there's no debate. We have rights that God gave us to bear arms. There is no debate. But the state-controlled narrative is to can get the people worked up over guns by showing them crime after crime. Instead of educating them, they want to disarm them. And they educate them as to how to commit the crime through Hollywood, and then you have politicians right there trying to gun grab. There is no debate. Obamacare? There is no debate. Article 1, Section 8, it's a violation of the Constitution. They do not have the authority to implement Obamacare. It's unlawful. It's illegal. Therefore, unconstitutional. It's called unlaw. It doesn't apply here. It's null and void. That's a fact. What the American people need to do is start going to these representatives that derive their powers from you people and ask them, so can you tell us exactly where did you derive that authority? Well, folks, if you don't know the Constitution, you don't know your rights, then you don't have any rights. So guess what they're going to do? Take away the rights that God gave you. How do they do that? They dumb you down. Let's get back on course here. I just said that Mr. Pataki, former governor of New York, has an evolutionary version of government. Then I ask you, where did the Supreme Court derive its authority to overstep its lawful bounds and redefine marriage? The ignorance of the American people. Then I told you, Edmund Burke rightly said, listen carefully, presidents will be tyrants from policy. Keep in mind, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. But you need to know the difference. Remember what John Glenn said, Senator John Glenn. He said that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we enact around here. Thousands of unlawful bills are thrown on the backs of the American people on a weekly basis. They're illegal. They don't apply. Presidents will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principle. So when you're a rebel from God, you give power to advance tyrannical methods. Everybody digging on this? You know, and the fact of the matter is you watch a bunch of these or listen to a bunch of these old dinosaurs on the radio who have been there for 20 and 30 years saying the same old things and debating away the pith and marrow of the American people's rights. That's what keeps them on the radio, friends, when they can debate. I'm not here to debate. You know, if someone calls me up and starts debating Obamacare right now, I'll just say Article 1, Section 8. Article 1, Section 8. It doesn't matter what you say. You can shoot out. You can talk back to the cop all that you want, but you're still going to be incarcerated sooner or later. Self-inflicted, by the way. The law rules. I fought the law, and the law won. I'm not a singer. I'm a drummer. Did you like that?
That was took my breath away.
I'm glad it took your breath away, because I'm telling you, girl, I think we needed to get a couple mints in here before the end of the show.
Sounds good.
Did you like that?
That was good.
Sons of Liberty Media.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Well, you just said that. I'm looking down here. I want to ask you another question, friends. Only on Sons of Liberty Radio.com
will
you hear this.
That's right.
And if you want the antics, you can actually watch us live on video as well. But here's another question. What law, speaking of Kim Davis, Mr. Santorum, and Pataki were arguing over? What law did Kim Davis violate that she was actually jailed? How come the radical homosexuals haven't made reference to that law? I'll tell you why. Because she didn't break the law. She was the one magnifying the law and enforcing the law against the crimes of the homosexuals that wanted the sodomites who were attempting to overthrow law by saying, now we can get married. We can get same benefits as, you know, those that the heterosexuals. That's sick. She didn't violate the law, folks. She magnified the law. And she brought forth the magnanimity of Christ by saying, this is a violation of God's authority. Going on, furthermore, to suggest that the president, Mr. Pataki, that the president and the Supreme Court can do whatever they want is the very definition of tyranny, friends. And it is for the people of the United States to throw off unconstitutional and unlawful representatives. Friends, let me put it in this way. There's nothing worse than a corrupt cop, right? There's nothing worse than a corrupt official, right? Well, that's exactly what we're exposing here. Because it's for the people of the United States to throw off unconstitutional and unlawful representation and representatives. Read Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Now listen to what Abraham Lincoln said. He said, we the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts. And the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution. That's not what we're doing here. We're magnifying the laws of the enumerated laws of the Constitution right now on the radio. Not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. Friends, speaking of which, on the Supreme Court, It's interesting to note that Alina Kagan was appointed right before. She's the fox in the chicken coop. She's the one that's responsible for attacking our military on Harvard's college campus. She's also known for queerifying Harvard. So do you understand why Barack Hussein Obama's appointing these radicals? Because he's just trying to get someone radical enough to undo themselves. Vladimir Lenin, the revolutionary under Stalin's regime, called them useful idiots. And she is acting out as a useful idiot, just like any other debased, carnal man or woman in this planet. Because when you lose your sovereignty to God, you give yourself to a tyrant, the enemy of your soul. But listen again, Abraham Lincoln. He said, "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution." Folks, just because they represent we the people doesn't mean that they're always right. And in this particular situation, we know that they are purposely transgressing God's moral law to attempt to redefine and to bring forth into this country a state of confusion to give over to arbitrary governments. That is not a good place to be. Look to Europe. You want to see what arbitrary government looks like? You want to see what a lawless judge acts like? Look to Europe. You're beginning to see it here in America. Furthermore, and I end with this, President Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States, said this: "Listen carefully, America." And by the way, if you're not ruled by God, this doesn't apply to you. When you're ruled by God, this completely is applicable to each and every one of us listening right now. "If the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is now our ruler." No, they are not. No, they are not. Where there is a lawful order, a magnifying of the laws of our constitutional republic, I will stand behind it 100%. Written law, not redefined, not watered down, not compromised, not arbitrary law, but written law given unto us by our Creator. I will stand behind those laws which are just and right in every sense of the word. You violate law, I'll be the first one to stand against you. And by the way, that is the definition of a Christian patriot and or conservative all in one.
That's right. And we obey the laws of God. It is better to obey God than it is man. If some law comes against the law of God, no matter what it may be, we obey God rather than man. It's a pretty simple point, but, you know, it's just so, sometimes things are just
obvious.
Too simple for
yes.
people out there. They want to complicate it.
Yes.
You know, I've heard it said before, you're either going to listen to man's, you know, we've said on the radio show many times, you're either going to listen to God's 10 commandments or you're going to listen to man's 10,000 commandments.
Well, I think a lot of these politicians, because they don't know the Constitution or their founding documents, they just shoot things out there. Political talk to confuse the people. But the fact of the matter is James Madison, the father of our Constitution, the 4th president of the United States, has said, he has rightly said that, you know what philosophy is? Big words with common sense meaning.
That's right.
And really what we need to do is get down to the childlike faith to understand what's right in front of our faces.
That's right.
Because it's ours for the taking, America.
And speaking of childlike faith, that's what the Sons of Liberty is doing, speaking to young and old. We are going to be out in Texas this up and coming week doing some events out there. If you want more information, please do give us a call.
Did you get my 10-gallon hat, by the way?
I know. I heard someone say, that's a cowboy.
I want to get a piece of straw and put it in the side of my mouth.
That's right. When we come back, we might sound a little more like this, y'all. But please do support what we're doing. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and join today. We can't do it without your support.
Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. Tomorrow we will talk about you never lost the right. Promise. See y'all.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's
update to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit